under her shoes.
What can I lose? 'Cause I got no dough.
Oh no.
I'm alone when I blow my lamp.
That's why the lady is a tramp. So, it's California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
Now, without wishing to name drop, which I will shamelessly, courtesy of Jazz FM, I once interviewed Tony Bennett, and I have to say, what a nice man. You think that some of these people just don't care. Well, he actually does, and apart from being a wonderful performer, which obviously you know, a really, really nice guy, wonderful interviewee. Anyway, enough of the name dropping. It's 11 and a half minutes past six. A new report into US business growth has revealed that SMEs are predicting a big increase in turnover of 37% in 2015. Now, that's in stark contrast to this time last year when 57% of SMEs claimed their top priority was simply survival. It's also found one in five SMEs are looking to expand internationally. Well, let's speak to Damien McGann from Santander, who've released this morning's data. Good morning, Damien. Why do you think that optimism is so high right now for these sort of sizes of business?
Well, good morning, Michael. I think the fourth year we've run this survey, and it's without doubt it's the most optimistic that the business owners, the SME business owners, have been feeling. As you quite rightly state, last year's survey, just 12 months ago, stated that one of the top priorities was actually survival. Now, that's reduced significantly to less than a third of the businesses. So clearly in a market like the UK, where 99% of the businesses in the UK are SMEs, are feeling optimistic, that's hugely important and very positive news for us all, I guess.
Yeah, because they are, by their very nature, a very good indicator of the economy. A, their number in the economy, but also, whilst big companies, which are international, just sort of can theoretically ride the problems of the separate countries in which they operate, SMEs are very, very different indeed, aren't they? And it's very encouraging to note this time that a fifth of them are looking to expand overseas.
Absolutely. I think, as you say, that's one of the most positive pieces of information, in that looking to expand overseas, also looking to expand in terms of innovation, new product lines, and clearly that will help the balance of economy, the balance of payments, etc. And you know, the international agenda for SMEs, which typically again has tripled actually in terms of the number of SMEs which are looking to export, is a huge one. And we've been working quite tirelessly with our SMEs as to give them the support and advice as to how to fulfil their ambition in that regard.
I suppose there's one dark cloud on the horizon for them, which is the strength of sterling. Now, I know it's taken a bit of a knock over the past few days, but generally, I think that the long, well, what's long term? The medium term view of it is it can't help but get stronger. Now, what effect will that have on the ambitions of people exporting and those size of companies?
I think there's a few challenges that the survey has called out, Michael, in terms of tough market conditions are one of the areas that the survey has called out. But there are others. I guess clearly hedging and making sure that an SME has got an appropriate strategy is all part of the export story. But SMEs were equally concerned, I guess, or on the horizon with what I would call more positive lead indicators, such as retention and hiring of skilled staff, which again, as we come even further out of recession and the economy is becoming more buoyant, these are issues that SMEs are grappling with. And again, that's an area that is being called out as one of the areas that they're keeping a close eye on.
Sure. And finally, Damien, what advice do you have for business owners who actually now want to expand or indeed have concerns about business survival? And presumably you're out to support them because it's in your own interest, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at Santander, we have a whole host of services, much more than funding, to support SME businesses. But my advice to businesses would be, especially in the areas of internationalisation, in terms of diversification, is take advice. There's a lot of good advice out there. Professional advisors, UKTI, speak to your bank, speak to your accountants, and actually push your advisors to give you more than, I guess, what I would call core advice, because ultimately the SME business is paying for that advice. So pick the best people in the marketplace.
Damien McGann, thanks so much indeed. That's Damien McGann from Santander on a very rosy picture, it looks like, for SMEs. Let's hope so, as they're such an important part of the economy. It's coming up to 16 minutes past six, and your travel and traffic is next here on Jazz FM.
This is the Business Breakfast on Jazz FM with CMC Markets, bringing the America's Cup home with Land Rover BAR.
Here's an interesting plot twist. Join Sky Online and not only will you get unmissable entertainment, you'll also get a free 32-inch Samsung TV. Watch drama that pushes boundaries on Sky Atlantic, including the new series of Ray Donovan. Discover live performances and documentaries on Sky Arts and get all this with your free Samsung TV from just £20 a month. I bet you didn't see that coming. Search Sky Bundles, but hurry, offer ends 13th of August. Sky, believe in better.
Sky TV from £20 per month, direct debit, subject to status, £10 standard setup, upfront payment required, UK island only, minimum contract and further terms apply.
Just as many people now survive cancer as die from cancer.
So what do we do now?
Celebrate? No.
We will work even harder. We will keep volunteering.
We will run.
We will dance.
We will swim!
We will get to know our lumps and bumps.
We will clear out our wardrobes.
We will bake as many cupcakes as it takes.
We will wear our pink tutus with pride.
We will search for kinder treatments.
We will do more research so we can save more lives.
We will try to keep quiet all day.
We will all keep fighting.
And together, we will beat cancer sooner. Join the fight at cancerresearchuk.org.
At Argos, get set for the new Star Wars range out now. Over 250 lines, including the Force Awakens action figures. Go Argos.
Jazz Shapers on Jazz FM with Mishkonda Raya.
Coming up this Saturday at 9 a.m. is Jazz Shapers, the place where you can hear the very best of the people who are shaping the world of jazz, blues and soul, alongside their equivalents in the world of business, a business shaper. Dominic Joseph, previously a professional drummer, now a digital entrepreneur, is my business shaper. He is the co-founder of Captify. They are a multi-million pound business who help big companies work out our habits online and ensure that the advertising appears in just the right place.
Jazz Shapers, in partnership with Mishkonda Raya. It's business, but it's personal. Saturdays from 9 on Jazz FM. This is Jazz FM, with the latest traffic and travel news every 20 minutes throughout the Jazz Breakfast.
At Morrison's, 190 gram packs of Darragh Burt's coffee are half price at £3.29. And 240 bag packs of PG Tips are half price at £2.74. Stick the kettle on with Morrison's. Selected stores while stocks last. Darragh Burt's was £6.59, ends 8th of September. PG Tips was £5.49.
I'm Russell Holding. In South Yorkshire, the A628 Pontefract Road in Barnsley is closed in both directions between Elm Row and Beaver Street. It's because of a fire that's affecting traffic between Barnsley and Pontefract each way. Now, I've had a report of an accident on the M5 in Gloucestershire. It's northbound between junctions 11 and 10 from Gloucester to Cheltenham. Now, I'm not seeing any delays on the cameras or speed sensors. In East Sussex, the A23 is partly blocked northbound just off the A27 at Patcham, just outside Brighton. It's after a motorcycle caught fire. And in London on the North Circular, there are queues in both directions between the bottom of the M11 at the Charlie Brown's roundabout at Woodford and the A12 Redbridge roundabout, and that is because of roadworks. Now, if you spot a problem, call 0345 6000 555.
On Jazz FM, this is the Business Breakfast.
Where it's not far short of 20 minutes past six. Let's join Claire Barrett, personal finance editor at the Financial Times. Claire, very good morning to you. So the US jobs report, is it very crucial, very, very crucial, or very, very, very crucial in your view?